You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
It's another glorious Friday. By God's grace, we are alive. And because of Jesus, we can live lives of purpose and not just merely exist on the earth. And so we are here today, an act of humility, to pray dependent upon the Lord, that at Bethel Encounter, one encounter with the Lord will transform our lives forever. Amen. And that in fulfilling of God's word concerning his commandments, that men ought to pray and not to faint, that we won't faint, that as we spend this time in prayer unto the Lord, he would strengthen us through the times, in Jesus' mighty name. Psalm 46 verse 1, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Just for about 10 seconds, thank the Lord. The Lord, you are my present help in time of trouble.
And
that I'm not alone. Thank you, Jesus, for your promise. Be my help, my present help in time of trouble. That I can depend upon you, I can run to you. Today, our prayer is centered on the glory of the God of glory in the midst of storms. The God of glory in the midst of storms. Whether you like it or not, there are storms of life. Those storms you would not find the scripture that though the righteous fall seven times, he shall arise. There are challenges through times, and that's why in the book of Revelations, we keep finding the word to overcome and overcoming till the end. We find scriptures such as sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. There are issues concerning each day. There are days that you would sleep and wake up, and then there will be certain challenges. And the fact that some are going through challenges and you may not have experienced such difficulty or a challenge, it doesn't mean they are bad people. There are people who, when they experience the tornadoes, hurricanes here and there, earthquakes here and there, like in Japan, in some coasts of the U.S., you have these tough, difficult situations. Sometimes civil wars in certain countries, you can't say that is the fault of each and every one of them. There are believers there who are exercising their faith in Christ Jesus. And yet you find them going through all these challenges, which you cannot say is a fault of theirs. Like the man that the disciples asked Jesus about, that is it because of his parents' sins? Is it because of the sins of his father or mother? And Jesus said that no, it's for the glory of God to be seen. So there are challenges or storms in our life, but the God of glory, he is the God whose glory is seen even in the midst of storms. That no matter whatever the storm may be, as Jesus could walk upon the stormy sea, the same way that he would by his power and by his strength, like you said in the book of Psalms, that he will cause his angels to hold us up, that even our feet will not hit the stone. So like he walked upon the stormy sea, we would also walk upon the stream. See, as long as we keep our eyes focused on him like Jesus, like Peter, as long as he kept his eyes focused on Jesus, he never sank until he started focusing on the storms. May the glory of the Lord through every storm be reflected in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. And I would say that this, it is through storms that when you see who really is in charge, that the God we serve, he is a living God. Daniel faced storms in his life. Joseph faced storms in his life. Esther faced storms or challenges in her life. And throughout all these scenarios, you find that through the storm, the glory of the Lord is seen, and that is where even others now see the power of God made evident, and they begin to give their lives to Christ. Like Nebuchadnezzar said, that the God of Daniel, he's the only God who can deliver. Though no matter the challenge, we serve a living God, a God who will never leave us to stand in the fire alone, but he'll be there with us. And that going through the storms with us and manifesting his glory, the world will come to the saving knowledge of Christ Jesus. So we see in Psalm 46 verse 2, therefore will not we fear though the earth be removed. And so that's like an earthquake, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. It says that we will not fear though the earth be removed. Just tell yourself that I will not fear the Lord God Almighty who has brought me this far. He has brought me this far for a reason, and he will see me through. He will carry me to the very end because I'm not alone, and Jesus is with me. The host of heaven is with you in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
God's glory is often seen most clearly when everything around is shaking. Refuge does not always remove storms, but it reveals God's glory within the storm. God's glory within the storm. God's glory within the storm. And I hope that our lyricists are hearing this out and they would write a song with it that we can sing to the glory of God. The God who shows forth his glory within the storm. We give God glory. We give God glory. Psalm 46 verse 4. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. We are praying that, Father in heaven, let the river of your presence gladden my heart in every storm in Jesus' mighty name. Let the river of your presence gladden my heart in every storm in Jesus. You see the scripture and the prayer topic on your screen. Please lift up your voice. Begin to pray in
the river of your presence, Lord, gladden my heart. In the midst of every storm, Lord, be my comfort.
Gladden my heart with your presence. Our second prayer from Psalm 46 verse 7. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. We are praying the Father in heaven, open our eyes to the glory of your presence with us in Jesus' name. Remember when the prophet told the Lord that open the eyes of my servant to see the host of heaven who are with us. They that are with us are more than they that are against us. So, Father in heaven, open my eyes to the glory of your presence with us. In Jesus' name, lift up your voice and begin to pray.
Jesus, open my eyes to the glory of your presence, Lord. Open my eyes to the glory of your presence.
Open my eyes, Lord. To the glory of your presence. Open my eyes, Lord. To the glory of your presence. For you are my refuge. We are praying our third and last prayer. Our eyes shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. We are praying, Father in heaven, cause your glory to arise upon me as I rest in you. My refuge, in Jesus' name. Cause your glory to rise upon me as I rest in you. My refuge, in Jesus' name. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray. Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open my eyes, Lord. Cause your glory to rise upon me, to rise upon me, to rise upon us, Lord, I am shedded in me, to rise upon us, Lord, and it is your glory, Lord, and it is your glory, and it is your glory. We rest in you, Jesus. As we choose not to be anxious, as we choose not to be hasty, as we choose not to depart from your ways, as we choose not to go searching for other sources of power, but to wait upon you, we pray that, Lord, cause your glory to rise upon us, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus. As we rest upon you, Lord. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, today is a beautiful moment which shouldn't pass you by. Relationship with the Lord, with our Father in heaven, starts with accepting Christ Jesus. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. It doesn't matter whether you were born by a pastor. Scriptures cannot be broken, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Until you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ into your life, repented from all your sins and asked him to be the Lord over your life, you can never buy any relationship with our Father in heaven. And for everybody who has not accepted the Lord Jesus, who doesn't have a relationship with our Father in heaven, he says, "It's appointed unto man to die, and one, and after that judgment. Judgment waiteth for every man. But it's the seal of Christ Jesus that can grant you eternal life." And so I invite you right now, just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your provision of salvation by grace through faith. Today, I confess you as my Lord. I ask that please forgive me of all my sins. And please fill me with your Holy Spirit, that as you be my Savior, empowered by the Holy Spirit, I can live a life that is pleasing to you. And that one day you call me, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord. I give you thanks and I praise your holy name. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. Please, let's bless the name of the Lord with a song of thanksgiving for God's mercies.
Yes, more, yeah, why it also? Yes, more, yeah, why it also? Tetrini nyamini wo nyawaye doso to Christ in this service, please contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-0009090. You're warmly welcome to the family of our dear Father. Amen.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.